Well, if you're looking for some things to do to stay outdoors here this winter season, maybe ice fishing is an opportunity for you. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. And again, now this don't close off right away on us. This is for folks who don't know much about it. This is an intro to ice fishing. So if it's something you always thought maybe you'd want to try sometime, Micah Lee, the executive director of the Cass County Conservation, can help us out here this morning and talking a little bit about some of that. Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Do a lot of folks ice fish here in this area?
They sure do, and it's one of the fastest growing winter sports in the country as well. There's been lots of advancements in the equipment, whether that's clothing, rods, reels, pretty much anything you use. They've been making a lot of progress on that, making it a little more comfortable to be out on the ice when it's cold.
I would have figured that this far south in Iowa, the ice would be a little fickle on us here in the wintertime.
Yeah, we're pretty much right at the southern belt of the ice belt where you can consistently count on ice. Generally, we have a few weeks here every year that we can get out, but there are years that we can't, and we're going to have to go north. And you don't have to go too terribly far north to find consistent ice. So
it's very true. That's very true. You see a lot of shanties sitting on a lot of lakes when you get up into northwest Iowa.
You sure do.
That's for sure. Talk a little bit about beginning ice fishing. I know you're going to do an intro to ice fishing opportunity here for folks on January 14th at 10 a.m. at the Outdoor Classroom Shelter down by Messina. So this is literally for someone who doesn't know much about it.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what we're going to gear it towards. Happy to have anybody with any experience level come, but it's going to be a program based on getting you out there on the ice. The one nice thing about ice fishing is you really don't need a lot of equipment. You got to get a hole in the ice and have a pole and bait. That's basically all you really need. If there's all kinds of things that you can have to make it more comfortable and maybe catch some more fish. So we're going to focus on the ice safety to begin with, you know, what to look for, how to get out on the ice safely without knowing. You know, I always like to go to a spot where there's other people that have been out there before. That's just kind of one of my safety things that I use. But there are tools to use to get out on the ice. So that's the first and foremost is ice safety. We don't want any accidents happening. And then we'll start in and talk about basic equipment that's needed, clothing that's ideal to wear, and then we'll get into the weeds a little more, and I'll talk some more about the advanced stuff that if it is something you find you enjoy, you know, it's like a lot of outdoor endeavors. You can spend as much money on you want it as you want. So basically I want to get the person that wants to go but has been a little hesitant. They just are either a little nervous or don't think they have the stuff to let them know they probably have everything they really need at home to get out on the ice and go.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. For folks who might do fish in the summer, spring, fall, all that time, can they use a lot of the same equipment or is it completely different?
No, you could. Basically, like I said, you got to get a hole in the ice somehow. There's augers. You can chip a hole in the ice. I've seen people use chainsaws. An axe will work depending on how thick the ice is. That's going to determine how much work you're going to have to do. But you could use an ultralight rod that you use open water. You're going to have to sit further away from the hole. Most ice rods are short, anywhere from 40 inches down to 15, 16, some really, really short ones. But other than that, small tackle and live bait is the kind of the favorite thing to use in the winter. Wax worms and spikes, minnows, those are very popular. And a lot of guys use plastic, though, too. So, no, you don't really have to spend a lot of money. Maybe the little short rod so you can sit over your hole and kind of see your line a little better than if you're having to sit away from the hole with a longer open water rod.
Mm-hmm. You talked about one of the common things to do is just find where other guys are out there doing it, and then you know that's a place that's going to work for you. But are there certain bodies of water that in the county that or in the area here that you're probably more likely to go ice fish?
Sure. Lake Anita is a very popular spot. Especially the pontoon arm, the kind of the northern arm that runs east and west along the campground edge. That's a very popular spot for ice fishermen. Access is easy. You don't have to drag your stuff too terribly far. There's a lot of structure right out there that the DNR has placed. And then our farm ponds in southern Iowa can be dynamite. Sometimes in the winter, if we have too much snow, it's kind of hard to get out to them. But They're easy to figure out. You know, you're not talking about a vast expanse of water where the fish can hide. They're small, and they can house some beautiful panfish and others.
I spent a couple of years in college up in Minnesota and watched some of those folks go at it. They're pretty hardcore.
They are.
I think they ice fish from like about August until April or something. It's just crazy how long they have ice up there and how deep that ice can get.
Yep.
But here we probably don't have that length of a season. It's probably somewhat limited. But you mentioned Lake Anita and some of those other farm ponds. You're going to be doing this down in near Messina at the outdoor classroom. So do you have a location there where
there
folks
is,
can try?
There is a farm pond there. It's about 2.5 acres. And if conditions allow, we will plan to get out after the contest and, or not the contest, excuse me, after the program, and we'll hopefully get folks fishing. We will provide some bait, and we had, a gentleman donate, a bucket full of ice fishing rods. So if you don't have anything and still would like to give it a shot, we'll be happy to get you out there. And like I said, it's just going to depend on what ice conditions are. We're not going to take any chances if it's questionable. So, but it's a pretty good little pond. You're not going to catch anything giant there, but there's quite a few fish. So it could get somebody excited to
sure,
go.
Sure. Well, you mentioned contest. You will have a drawing.
We will, yes. Yes, our drawing will be held at the end of the event. Capples was gracious enough to donate a little package to get somebody into ice fishing. Like I said, just very basic. I haven't received it yet, but it will be probably just a rod and some jigs and lures and such.
All right. And this is for anyone?
Absolutely anyone, yep. Any age, any experience. If somebody's ice fished their entire life, they're more than welcome to come and help share their knowledge as well. So we'll take anybody that would like to come and we'll, like I said, we'll just kind of go as long as folks want to talk and ask questions. And I will try to have examples of everything we're going to talk about out there from my personal equipment that they can try out, use. I'll have my electronics that I use that are far from necessary, but sure make it a lot of fun. My shelter as well. So that'll give some folks some ideas of what it can be and make it a little more comfortable when you are out there on one of those really cold days.
Micah, I got to ask. So what is the attraction to ice fishing?
Me personally, I don't own a boat, so it gives you access to pretty much everywhere on the body of water, you know, given conditions are acceptable. I think that's one of the biggest attractions of it. You know, really nobody is limited by what they have. The lake's frozen, you can get to it, and it's just something to get outside. You know, hunting seasons are starting to slow down now. And for those guys that love being outdoors, it just extends that time outdoors as well. So,
well, and it's also some quiet time. I mean, it can be a group experience if
can
you
be.
Want it to
yep.
be. But it can also be a time just to get away and
yep.
put the cell phone someplace, you know,
absolutely.
Where you don't have access to it. But, you know, you want it close by in case of emergency.
For sure.
Not in your hand all the time.
Right. Yep. And it's another thing I think about it that makes it attractive to folks is it's easy for kids. You know, the stuff is, like I said, fairly inexpensive to get into it, so you don't need to go buy them a whole new setup of stuff to get out there. And if they get bored, they can go play in the snow. If the fishing's slow, you know, that's what my kids did a lot when we first started going. They fish a lot now, but, you know, it was 5 minutes of fishing and the rest of the time was out trying to dig a hole through the ice or just playing. So I think that's really what I want to do with this program is get youth involved and experience and keep them outside instead of in front of the video games all the time. So I think I love it, and we just want to share that with others.
You figure out a way to keep them away from the video games and all those electronics for any length of time. Make sure you let us, the rest of us know.
I'll try.
That's not an easy task. All right, again, that's coming up on January 14th, 10 a.m. at the Outdoor Classroom Shelter down there by Messina here in Cass County. An opportunity for you to you know, bring your stuff along if you have it. If not, just bring warm clothing. Just dress for the weather, and you'll be covered one way or the other there for
absolutely.
This event. No registration needed?
Nope, no registration. We can handle a pretty decent amount of folks down there. So I hope it's full and to see everybody there on the 14th.
And the dumbest question of all, it's a free event.
It is a free event.
Perfect. Cass County Conservation Board sponsoring this. Michael Lee, the executive director, in with us this morning to share a little bit about that ice fishing opportunity. Intro to Ice Fishing, January 14th, 10 a.m. at the Outdoor Classroom Shelter there near Messina. Hope you get a chance to get out, maybe send the kids out, have some fun outdoors here in the wintertime. You can do things in Iowa in the wintertime.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.